The state attorney general's office is appealing the 30-day prison sentence a former Billings teacher received for raping his 14-year-old student. District Judge G. Todd Baugh handed down the light sentence in late August, but scheduled a resentencing because he says it appears the original sentence may have been illegal. Attorney General Tim Fox says that may be the case, but the judge cannot simply change his sentence. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us how more prison time was not ordered in the first place.
Records show teacher Stacy Rambold was in his late 40s when he began having sex with his 14-year-old student, Charisse Morales. Morales told her youth counselor about the relationship in 2008, who then notified authorities. The fallout from the relationship led her to commit suicide in 2010, before the case went to trial. Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twido didn't work for the county then, but says prosecutors at the time were left in a bind. Morales was the complaining witness. She was the primary evidence. So the prosecution took a different route.
Obviously, it's a tough decision to make, but when you lose evidence, you sometimes have to try to figure out what's the best option for your community. I think that was the objective reasoning behind entering that agreement back in 2010.
The agreement he's talking about is called a pretrial diversion. In it, the prosecution told Rambold they would not pursue his case if he followed a sex offender treatment program for a few years. If he completed that, he would avoid prison. But there was a caveat.
That he would admit to one of the crimes that had been charged against him, and that admission then could be used against him if he violated the contractual agreement.
Twido says Rambold did admit to one of the crimes, and later, Rambold did violate the agreement. The former teacher was kicked completely out of his treatment program for violations like making unauthorized visits to family members' kids and not reporting a sexual relationship he did have with a woman.
And now, with that violation, we reinstituted prosecution.
Except this time, the prosecution was able to use Rambold's own admission to the rapes as evidence. Rambold chose to plead guilty, which leads us to Judge G. Todd Baugh's sentence of 15 years with all but 30 days suspended. County Attorney Scott Twido says that is not what the prosecution asked for.
We did advocate for a sentence of 20 years with 10 suspended, which we thought was a more appropriate recommendation.
Judge Baugh's month-long sentence is part of what has prompted a national outcry over this case, but it's also how Baugh approached it. The judge said the 14-year-old Morales was older than her chronological age and had as much control regarding the sexual relationship with Rambold as Rambold did. Baugh later apologized for the remarks, but that did not stop hundreds protesting outside the Yellowstone County Courthouse asking for his resignation. About 55,000 people from across the country have signed an online petition to that effect. Judge Baugh now says state law mandates a 2-year minimum sentence for Rambold's crimes. He has scheduled a resentencing hearing for Friday, but Attorney General Tim Fox says that is not how it works.
Judge Baugh doesn't now have the ability legally to reconsider the judgment, but there is an avenue to do that, and that's what we have done here at the Department of Justice.
The Attorney General's office has filed an appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. Fox says he does believe 30 days in prison for Stacy Rambold is in fact an illegal sentence, below the mandatory minimum sentence of 2 years. The Supreme Court appeal could take months to resolve. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.